Chapter 3. The dragon was very happy. He had two favourite things. His first favourite thing was princesses. He liked them because they were so pretty and shiny. His second favourite thing was the colour pink. He loved everything pink because it was a very cheerful colour. The dragon was feeling especially happy because he had grabbed himself a pink princess. He saw her in a green field when he was flying. She was all alone. Now they were together. Now they could be friends. He thought she would be grateful, but she was not. Instead, she did a lot of shouting.
"Put me back!" she shouted.
"You are a big bad dragon. I want you to put me back, right now." The dragon smiled. She was very pretty, even when she was shouting.
"You are a very pretty pink princess," he told her.
"I am not," she said. "I am not a princess, and pink is my least favourite colour." Then there was a noise. It was the sound of a horse running. It was coming closer.
"Aha!"
Susie said to the dragon. "You're in trouble now. Someone brave is coming to save me." The horse stopped. Someone got off the horse. There was the sound of walking, and then Percy arrived.
"Aha!" Percy said to the dragon. "There you are."
"Hello," said the dragon.
"We have big trouble," said Percy.
"That's right,"
Susie said to the dragon. "You are in big trouble because this brave knight is here to save me." Percy was surprised. He didn't know there was anyone else here.
"Who are you?"
he said to her.
"What does it look like?" said Susie. "I am a princess. You need to kill this dragon and save me."
"I'm not going to kill this dragon," said Percy.
"Why not?"
said Susie.
"He's a big bad dragon."
"No, he's not," said Percy. "He's my friend."
Susie was surprised.
"You're friends with a dragon?" she said.
Percy did not reply.
"What is she doing here?" he asked the dragon. "Where did she come from?"
The dragon looked shy.
"She is a pretty pink princess," he said. "I grabbed her from a green field outside the town."
Percy was upset.
"You stole her," he said.
"She was all alone," said the dragon. "Now we are together. I thought we could all be friends."
"You can't steal people," said Percy. "You must put her back."
The dragon was sad.
"But I like princesses, and I like the colour pink. They are my favourite things."
"Stealing is wrong," said Percy, "and we are already in big trouble. The people require proof that I have killed you."
"Will a few scales be enough?" said the dragon.
"No," said Percy. "They want your head or tail."
"Oh no," said the dragon. "I want to keep my head and tail."
"I agree," said Percy. "I told them I couldn't bring them your head or tail because they were too big."
"It's true," said the dragon. "I am very large."
"So they want your eye instead," said Percy.
The dragon was alarmed. He covered his eyes.
"Oh, no, no, no," he said. "I want to keep both my eyes, too."
"That's why we're in big trouble," said Percy. "We'll not get the agreed payment if we do not give the people proof that I have killed you." Suddenly, Susie laughed.
"You are not a big bad dragon," she said, "and you are not brave and strong. You are criminals. You pretend the dragon is scary. The town thinks the dragon is dangerous, so they pay you to kill him. You do not kill the dragon because he is your friend, but you do take the money. Ha! It is a scam!"
Percy was embarrassed. It was true. It was a scam.
"We do it for the gold coins," said the dragon. "We like gold coins. They are pretty and shiny."
"But we do not lie," said Percy. "I tell the town I will get rid of the dragon for them, and I do. He goes away after we get paid. I never said I would kill the dragon, but this town wants proof."
Susie has an idea. "I have something to admit," said Susie. "I am in big trouble too. I stole this dress. It was a bad thing to do. I need some money to pay the dressmaker. Will you give me some of the gold coins if I help you?"
"Yes," said Percy. "That is fair."
"I told you she would be a good friend," said the dragon.